So this morning I practiced holding the feeling of having the 3.6 million while just sitting. I did hold on to my card and I did stare at the numbers for a little bit, but then I just sat, looked around, and just held the card so that I would begin to practice and expand that feeling at any time. So that if I'm walking or sitting somewhere having a coffee, I could bring about the feeling of having, right that moment, the 3.6 million. And expand that feeling, of course, stronger and stronger, so that it becomes more and more me. It becomes one with me, or I with it, that it becomes one of my natural feelings, rather than in the past where I've had a very natural feeling of there not being enough money, or it always just sort of barely balancing out, never a real abundance. So the point is, we really want to change that feeling right around, so that the most common feeling I have is of wealth, of abundance, of having 3.6 million, so that I can expand that feeling into my day where I'm doing whatever I might be doing. So this is what I'm playing with now in the morning. Not just expanding the feeling, but expanding it in a more relaxed, more natural manner. Because you're not always going to be staring at this little card, and I'm still going to use it because it's a good reminder. It helps me to get focused and reminds me of the fact that every day I do need to expand the feeling, because if I don't expand it, then I'm sitting in the same spot and I'm not growing with it. And I will just become laxed with it, and instead of getting better, it will just reduce to nothing. It will slowly blow away in the wind. So it has to have an improvement every day, in one manner or another. Because of today, I wasn't sitting straight, totally focusing, but bringing it into a more natural state where I'm just sitting there and I'm looking around my room and a little bit out of the window and so forth, but not really staring at anything in detail, because if I do that, then my focus will go there. If I look through the window and see a boat, well then, if I really look at the boat, then my focus will be there rather than on the 3.6 million. So I just sit there and I glance around, not really allowing anything to grab my attention except the feeling of the 3.6 million. And I want to bring them more and more into my physical body. So my mannerisms, my behavior, the way I speak, my confidence, all that is growing with that feeling. As the feeling grows, all these things are growing along, so that I behave more like wealth, I act more like wealth, I sound more like it in my tone of voice, and the confidence of having it, the confidence of knowing that it's there, the confidence of knowing that I can create wealth for myself, and all those feelings that and emotions that come with that. There's a lot involved in there. There's a lot of feelings. Many of them are hard to put into words, because there's also a feeling of more caring for myself. It's like I can't really put it into words. It's like I'm giving myself a gift. I am lifting myself off of the stool, or out of the rut. There's just a feeling of, I guess, self-love, self-caring, and It's an important feeling because if you don't care for yourself, and truly you cannot care for anyone else either. So I think caring, love, kindness, all these things start at home with ourselves and then expand outward. And I think we can truly appreciate wealth and how positive it can be when we allow ourselves to have it. And by that, there's an allowance of letting others have it. Like there's more joy in others having it also. So there's all kinds of feelings coming up and emotions. Now at the same token, I had to do some errands and I thought I'd do them first thing this morning. I stopped at the mail. I had to send off some letters and picked up my mail. And lo and behold, there's bills there. Credit cards, phone bill, and all that stuff you get. Whether you have income or not, they just keep on coming. While I was holding the bills, I knew what would happen when I opened them up. I go, oh my God, you know. Because I don't always watch what I'm spending. And I was trying not to be, oh, too penny-pinching or something, because I felt that would bring me the feeling of not enough. So I tried to keep my spending down without really giving it a lot of thought. You know, and just doing it in a very natural way. But I knew once I opened that bill, it might not be, you know, what I was hoping it for it to be. So I did it. I opened the bill up, and sure enough, I've spent a lot of money. Credit card bill is way up there. Money I thought I had, now I don't have, in a sense. And, you know, I haven't really had any income for a few months, so there's really nothing there to pay that except for some money that I've put away when I was working. And then, you know, there's some feelings came up. You know, what am I doing? Should I be doing this? This is, you know, I mean, I worked hard for some of this money. Now it seems to be just dwindling away. There's all kinds of feelings, I got. And I reminded myself, wait, hold on to the feeling of having the 3.6 million, because the feeling of what is here in reality is really of no purpose. See, the bill is what it is. The money is what it is. I mean, that's the way it is. So, I can feel good today, or I can feel bad today. But in a sense, what is at this very moment in physical reality will not change in this moment. Boy, it can change by tomorrow. Greatly. Enormously by tomorrow. But not if we hold a negative feeling, because the money that we want to attract, the abundance we want to attract, we cannot really receive it when we are in a negative mode of it. So, the idea is to stay in a positive mode. And that has two positive factors. One, it allows us to receive what we want. And two, it feels good. It brings me in a state of feeling good. And feeling bad, feeling negative, feeling down, is of no purpose. Serves none whatsoever. It will not pay the bill. It will not increase the flow of money, of dollars, of abundance. It will do absolutely nothing for me at all. Sometimes we are afraid to go to the positive side and imagine something better and put ourselves there so much that it brings about a wonderful feeling, because we think for some reason if we do that, then it diminishes the negative side of what's happening. And yes, it does that. And no, it doesn't really take us away from the reality of it. It's not running from the reality. In fact, it is doing something about it. And the very first thing we have to do is we have to change our tone, our vibrational tone, our feeling tone, and keep it changed from a lack to a positive so that the abundance can continue to flow in. The love flows out, creates the abundance, and the abundance comes back in. That's an important thing. And that's what we need to maintain. So I had to remind myself, and yeah, you know, I slipped a little bit. I reminded myself, got back in the groove, said, okay, I have some money put away. I'm going to go home, have a nice cappuccino, and I'm going to pay my bills the best I can. Now, my bills won't be totally paid off, because I have to pay also insurance for the boat and 6 months worth of mortgage. So we're talking quite a few $1,000s. But I can pay a large chunk of it, and the rest will be on the Visa card till some more money flows in to pay for that. And it will. It always does. Sooner or later it will. I'll find it. So in the meantime, I'll take care of what needs to be taken care of with what I've got. And I'll feel good about it. I will do this in a positive feeling state. That's what I did. I came home. Well, that's after I got my hair cut. Picked up a couple of little things like some batteries and that at the store. Came home. Made myself a cappuccino. Sat down in front of the computer. Reminded myself of the feeling of having the 3.6 million, and what does it feel like to pay these bills having 3.6 million in the bank? So, you know, paying out $3,000 on this Visa card and $1,000 on this one and $122 on phone bills and so on. What does that feel like when you have $3.6 million in the bank? That's what I was focusing on. What does that feel like? Because I've never experienced that. Ever. So, it's not so easy to find. You kind of have to play with it a little bit. And you sit there and you think about it till a feeling comes up. And the feeling is kind of, it's there, but it's a little lofty, you know, because it's a new experience. So I did have to work at it a bit. You know, it wasn't quite all that easy. Try to find that feeling as best as I could, or a feeling, and expand it. And it's a joyous feeling, a very good feeling, a very confident feeling, a feeling of appreciation even. And you know what? There's a whole different attitude towards the credit card. All of a sudden, it isn't this evil thing that's trying to eat me up. You know, I just put the money on, and that's fine. And more will come. You know, it's no big deal. Out of the 3.6 million, I mean, it was just nothing. You can't even see it at the end. It's all those little jumbled numbers. Like, it has virtually zero effect on it. Which is kind of nice. So, in a sense, I was thinking to myself, well, I'm doing it. And I did it slowly. You know, I didn't just punch it all in. I did one, and I thought about it, I let the feeling come up, played with the feeling a bit, and I do another one, play with the feeling. I wanted to make this very enjoyable. I wanted this to be a really feel-good thing, because, you know, I've never done that. I've never made paying bills a good thing, a happy thing, and I think that's an important thing, because if it's a happy thing, it means we have so much abundance coming in that it can be a happy thing. It's of no consequence for it to go out. And we're happy to give this money for all the service and the good stuff we've received all month long from it. So, I wanted to make a joyous thing. And while I did that, I could feel my heart center open, and that love also flow out. So there's a whole process there. Now next time it's going to be better. And you know, the funny part is I'm sort of almost looking around to see what else I can pay, but I've sort of actuality paid all the money out. I have a little bit left, but but in a sense I'm looking for more, because it was a joyous feeling. And I think that this will greatly assist in bringing in more abundance. It's just a very happy feeling. It's a hard to describe. But I think as you do it and play with it and increase it, you'll see what I mean. And you'll experience it. And I think that's all that's necessary, really. It's not really necessary for me to explain it. Now, while I was doing all that, I'm looking at one of my accounts, and there's $581 been put into an account. And I can't see where it's from. You know, where this money has come from. So, needless to say, I was trying to work out the details of that, but I can't see it. So, that money was put into account where a bill, automatic bill payment, came out of the account. If that money hadn't gone into the account, that account would have been overdrawn. I still have to find out what that money is, where it came from. But nevertheless, a bill that I overlooked was paid because of that. Now, it could be a mistake at the bank, that's a possibility, or it's something maybe I've forgotten, where I'm receiving some money. I have no idea, really. Nevertheless, that bill was paid. This gives me an opportunity to take the money I have, a little bit, put it into the account to make sure that that bill is actually paid, in case they withdraw that $581, because it may have been a mistake. I don't know. I'll find out. Nevertheless, it's there. So you might say, what does this have to do with creating abundance? Everything, because these are coincidences that begin to fall into place. And even though that money may not be there permanently, it has taken care of a bill temporarily until I can take care of it. See, and that is a coincidence that if you live a life where things just click for you, these sort of coincidences fall into place. So when you forget to take care of something, the universe finds a way of taking care of it. And so you can literally go through life where things kind of automatically click into place for you, without all this effort and running around, without the strain. It's like you become the luckiest man or woman on the planet, and everything just sort of nicely falls into place. Even things you don't even notice, don't even see. Coincidences line up for the purpose of making your life more enjoyable, more fun to live. These things happen as you begin to radiate out love, positive energy, whatever you want to call it, doesn't matter. And as we're creating this 3.6 million, naturally, through the experience of having them, we're actually sending out that energy, radiating out that love, and in a sense, we're doing just that. We're creating and allowing the coincidences that are going to make our lives much more enjoyable to live. Magical, in fact. Now, right now, in a sense, I'm not working at a job, even though what I'm doing right here is working, because I have to think about all this. I have to think about all the thoughts that went through my head, and then I have to go over to an island where it's quiet and record all this. It's not as easy as seems. It's basically a job in itself. Then when someone else takes it and writes it down on paper, then it has to be rearranged because there's words missing when I'm talking, or, you know, I may hold the recorder wrong and some words don't show up and all kinds of things. So it has to then be put into readable writing, in a sense, just adjust it a little bit so that the writing flows and you can actually read it. So there's a lot of work involved, but in a sense, I'm not going to an actual job, you know, from 8 till 5, where I'm doing this at the same time. But in about 2 weeks, I have a job starting, a tiling job. I'm really looking forward to it because I want to do this the same time while working. And it's not that, you know, I don't want the 3.6 million and not do the working anymore, because I do enjoy the work. And if, in all honesty, if I had the 3.6 million in the bank, I may not actually do it, because there's probably some other things I would be doing right about now that in a sense could be more important. But nevertheless, this is where we are at the moment, and I'm looking forward to the working part. Now, I'll tell you why. I noticed when I'm working, I switch over sometimes to thinking in negative ways. I sometimes think about crappy stuff, all the stuff that sometimes irritates me. And I don't know why that happens. I think it just fell into it over the years. Probably because for many years in the past, I worked at jobs I really couldn't stand. And I wasn't always treated very well. So it seemed like when I'm working, I fall back into that old thinking pattern a bit. So now I want to really switch that around. And I, you know, even if I won the 3.6 million or received it, it fell out of the sky, it doesn't really matter. I think I would want to go back just for that purpose regardless, because it's like unfinished business to me. So I really want to do this job, and during the day when I'm working, I want to hold the feeling of having the 3.6 million and feel like what it's like just to do the job and be relaxed, calm, more confident. I think it'll be a very interesting, actually I think it'll be a very, how could you say it, self-loving experience. So I'm looking forward to that. Also this morning I thought again about the boat, you know, the wooden boat for the $6,000. And I, honestly, I kind of let myself slip a little bit. I slipped out of the joy of it, and I looked at the cost of it. And I guess, you know, when I opened up the credit card bill, I went, oh, for crying out loud, there goes that money. So I got a little worked in there. And again, I have to kind of flip myself back and remind myself about the having. And I'm going to have to sit down when I get back and put myself back into the feeling of having the 3.6 million. Because I've got to reinforce that today.